taste the music, it sounds good. You try so hard to get ahead. A Puya.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard none other than Montclair, Heart is Alive. Before that, we heard Neon Harvest with their track Two Chords, and then at the top, Surf Hat, Automatic Years.
Yes, it's the funding drive, just a reminder.
Yep. What automatically happens at the end of this year is the funding drive.
Yeah, so true. So just another plug. CFRC is really amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, they do a lot to support local music, local news. Anyone can get involved. You can go down to the station.
Oh,
you
yeah.
ask to volunteer.
Oh, that's what
you can
we did.
Learn how to use radio equipment and podcasting equipment.
I got to tell you, having a 2-hour-long radio show is so much cheaper than going to therapy. it's great. Like, we work out all of our issues right here on mic. We have a good time.
Yeah, so you could do the same thing. Mm-hmm. But in order to keep being such an amazing pillar of the community, CFRC needs some money, so just
yes.
another reminder to head to cfrc.ca/donate and get all of your holiday presents for people by donating. Because when you donate, you get free stuff like hats and coasters and t-shirts and bags and
That's
playing
right.
cards and all that stuff.
So. Every $5 you donate, you get a raffle ticket, and then you can win even cooler prizes weekly. Stuff from Terra Natural Foods, Tommy's, Novel Idea, Improbable Escapes. Basically, like, throw a stone downtown, you're going to hit something that you could get a prize from, a gift certificate or goods or what have you.
Yeah, but don't throw stones at the businesses downtown. They would be so sad.
That's right. Yeah, don't actually do it. snowballs, perhaps.
Yeah, just a playful
snowball
fight.
Yeah, it's just a flirty snowball fight. To your waiter at 10 a.m.
Where else besides CFRC can you encourage people to throw snowballs at downtown waiters? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
We need
folks,
CFRC.
You'll be taken off the air if you try to do that on, I don't know, I can't name another radio station, folks. It's
wow.
only CFRC.
Big hater energy. But yeah.
But yeah, so that link
donate.
Again, cfrc.ca/donate.
It's also great to go to cfrc.ca because you can always listen to the radio right from your web browser.
Or the archives. If you missed something from last week, Just plug it in the archives, and it's right there for you. The last, like, 3 months of content.
Exactly. So we actually do have some fun music coming up next, which is, you know, what we're here to do. It's called Mr. Smith. It's by a band called the Killins? I don't know. But they are a band. I found this very funny when I was looking for new music yesterday. They're from Salt Lake City.
Okay.
And it's, like, four, like, little white dudes. So I was like, yeah. Is this a Mormon band? Like, yeah. I need to know if this is a Mormon band. And I hadn't listened to the song the whole way through yet, but then I started listening to it, it's actually a song
about Joseph Smith.
No, it's not. It's called Mr. Smith, but it seems to be like about a guy who's like a young guy trying to date in Salt Lake City, but like everyone is a Mormon.
So that's funny.
I don't know if it's like he's a former Mormon and just like not that committed, or if he's fully not Mormon and he's like, it's so hard dating Mormons, like they're all so like uptight. Yeah.
He asks a girl if she wants to grab a cup of coffee, and then there's just like a smoke shaped silhouette of where
like,
she used to be.
I was literally trying to do like internet sleuthing, like I was like zooming in on all their pictures on Instagram, and they like any like young rock band, they have like house shows, but it's like unlike pictures of any other house show I've ever seen. There's just like no alcohol in the photos at all. And literally, I'm not joking, like in all the like crazy like moshing house shows, they're like holding like Canada Dry or something, or like a bottle of water, and I'm like, wow, this is so wholesome.
Well, that sounds like a great song.
But I mean, in the song, he's implying that like Mormon girls will like actually they will like do drugs with him, but then the next day be like, oh no, like I never, my father would not allow it. So anyway, enjoy this song that I found. I thought it was funny.
The Killins, Mr. Smith.
Invite me over, I'll pick up flowers on the way and way more. This is how a PR old man is in at the door, 'cause he loves to pass and he kicks me out. Quite familiar, late night drive home in my car. And even though we don't live that far, if the drive halfway up a canyon. Just the odds that we might see his companion. He damn it is his mind. And see, that's more important than mine. And mine. But I hope you're happily married, baby. Yeah.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Unfortunately, my co-host had to flee, had to skitter away. She donned a gray hooded jacket with a big backpack and a mask, and she said she had somewhere to go. I'm not really sure what that means, but, you know, Godspeed. Anyway, folks, we just heard All I Can Say by Mark McLaughlin. Before that, we heard Catronada and Charlotte Day Wilson with Still. And then at the top, we heard The Killin's Mr. Smith. Folks, Spotify Wrapped came out. A lot of things happened last week. A lot of huge noteworthy events. It's one of those Lennon weeks, I suppose. But yeah, Spotify Wrapped came out. I don't really have much to say. It's definitely was one of the least interesting raps that I've looked at. You already know what the songs are. It was a lot of Mountain Goats on mine and a lot of all the bands that I typically play on this show. And the one thing that I will say, like, I don't know if this was AI generated, but it felt that way. They had like, oh, you had like different eras. And like in April, my era was the folk punk ballroom cinnamon era or something. And I like that just I was like kind of offended. I was like, you can't just say that to somebody. That's not okay. But yeah, strange. Although Spotify Wrapped, I suppose, did deliver in one way, in that we had a sort of huge world historic death occur on the day that Spotify Wrapped dropped. Last year, Henry Kissinger died when the rap dropped. And then this year, of course, we had that United Healthcare CEO got adjusted, as it were. So yeah, lots of fun stuff. Looking forward to next year's Spotify Wrap. I imagine the actual content will be, you know, boring Drek AI slop. But who knows? You know, it's the season of giving, and we might get given another interesting news event. But in the meantime, folks, we've got some new tracks for you. Okay, well, not new per se. You can tell that my co-host made this playlist here. Up next, The Strokes, Reptilia. Here we go.
She's just running for space, losing the race. She needs a slower pace, a hard red lace. Alone without a doubt, changing the crowd. Forgone, dropping a mask, ready to distract.
Giving up, yeah. Didn't know what to do. Then there was
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Love at First Sight by Vacations. Before that, we heard Forgone by Milk and Bone. And right at the top, we heard The Strokes with their track Reptilia. Now, folks, it is time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, we're listening to Midland. This is a bonus track, a sort of unreleased song from All Hail West Texas that got taxed onto the remastered vinyl that came out about 10 years ago. It's definitely from the perspective of Jenny. This year, folks, we went through all of Jenny from Thebes, the newest Mountain Goats record. Highly recommend checking that one out. But yeah, this is a song where Jenny once again describes her home that acts as a refuge for all of these forgotten and misbegotten people who find their way in somewhere in West Texas. There is a house for you. You can stay for as long as you need to until life makes sense for you again. And Jenny is its patron saint and steward. It's a cute little track where, it's like color in your cheeks. It's basically like a less exciting version of that. It's more describing the home as opposed to the people in the home, which are of course more interesting. This one did not make the record. And on the remastered release, JD actually breaks down why each song didn't make the record, which is cool. And this one specifically did not make the song because the first line of the second verse is dumb, apparently. That line being, I got a Kenmore single room window air... Sorry, it's a bit of a mouthful. I can see why he cut this. I've got a Kenmore single room window unit air conditioner is the line. Pretty funny stuff, I guess. Cute little song. I'll just leave you with what JD said about it here. Quote, there's one of the bonus tracks is the one where it has the line about the air conditioner. That when I first heard it, I was like, oh, that is a terrible line. No, that doesn't do any good, you know. It's just the identification of the Kenmore for me. That relic of a different style of lyric writing that I've been doing for 2 years previously, where I was kind of more interested in little specific physical details. And I can sort of hear myself realizing as I deliver that line that I have outgrown that style, you know? And it's sort of like, I sort of hear my enthusiasm lag, you know? You know, et cetera, et cetera. Cute little song, despite his denigrations against it. This is Midland by the Mountain Goats.
Is a public alert and test message issued by the Government of Canada for testing purposes only. No action is required. This is a public alert and test message issued by the Government of Canada for testing purposes only. No action is required.
C'est un message test d'alerte public émis par le gouvernement du Canada à des fins de test uniquement. Aucune action n'est requise. Ceci est un message test d'alerte publique émis par le gouvernement du Canada à des fins de test uniquement. Aucune action n'est requise.
a grey hound of the city. Couldn't tell her how you feel, as if a picture of a face could make the whole thing seem more real. Took some time off from the city around the same time as you. And if they ask me where you're living, babe, they never find you here. You know the first few times I visit with, the side was turning queer, but now they never make you heavy. It's really all I care. Better part of last week, thinking you deserve somebody to treat you twice as good as me. Surely there must be another, can give you what you need. To see a million other faces as I'm walking up the street. Tried to tell you I was leaving, but in the dark I couldn't speak. That I could hold you and think about it, it's a miracle to me. And if there's other lovers out there, they will find a little speak. Come on. Oh, come on. Let your freak flag fly. Sing a brand new melody. It's what they all came to see, but it's all the same to me.
Folks, hello, and thank you so much for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday morning here on your Indie Wake Up Call, CFRC 101.9 FM. A treat, as always. I'll let you know, you just listened to The Wooden Sky, Our Hearts Were Young. Before that, we heard Julian Taylor Band with their track Back Again. And right at the tippy top, we heard The Mountain Goats with Midland, a bonus track off of All Hail West Texas. Folks, it's been a treat. Again, I wish my co-host were here. She had some important business. She had some city bike that she planned to use to travel to and fro. Who's to say? Nevertheless, we persisted. Thank you so much. Please consider donating cfrc.ca/donate. Every little bit helps with new shows, new equipment, new events, everything that we want to do next year, bigger and better, all thanks to you. It really, really means a lot. In the meantime, why don't we leave you with Record Shop by Said the Whale and then Two Door Cinema Club, Undercover Martin, to tie us off here. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
I trust you, my baby girl. Make a decision that you want. could drop a million bucks. Leave me alone at the record shop. Don't let the record stop. It gets me high, yeah, yeah.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
The Museum of Lennox in Addington invites you to join them over the holidays celebrating Friday Night Lights on Friday, November 29th, December 6th, and December 13th. Stop by the museum between 5 to 8 p.m. each night for a free visit, live music, open galleries, festive crafts with local artists in the Creation Corner, shopping in the museum gift shop, and a special museum kids holiday shop where kids can shop for $2 gifts and have their presents wrapped. Plus, attendees can also enjoy an immersive seasonal candlelit play, House Guest, created by and starring Kingston-based Emerging Actors and Dance School of Drama and Music University students. Advance tickets are $10. Details at countymuseum.ca.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
On CFRC 101.